Hey, I think it's great, wonderful we can come to the house of God this morning and sing about being blessed. I'm telling you, we've got an almighty God that can, will, and wants to. And I'm telling you, it's truly a blessing to get to come this way. We're going to have a baptism just in a little while. Jackie Moore, me and him talked about this earlier, a few days ago, or I guess maybe the last time he was in the hospital. I don't know, but Jackie had explained to me that he thought he was saved when you were young. Right, Jackie? And he thought he was saved, and he went through the formation or the formula of baptism, although you got to be saved before you can be baptized. And he told me that it took a heart attack and a stroke to get him saved. Is that right? Amen. But he heard the word. And, you know, I'm thankful to God that he heard the word and he got saved. He told me how old he was. I won't say ages, but because, you know, if I tell his age, y'all might ask mine. But he told me how old he was when he got saved, truly knew he was saved. He said, and now I need to follow the Lord in baptism. So this morning, I'm going to be pretty brief in the service, and we're going to have a baptism, and I'm still going to get you out here in time for lunch. Guaranteed. Guaranteed. Still going to get you out in time for lunch. Amen. Good to be here, and good to see everybody come out. Jackie's got a lot of his family with him. I appreciate y'all coming in support. And I don't know, it's a grand opportunity for me also. It's always a privilege to baptize somebody. We baptized, or Melvin baptized Nick last week. We went over to the lake, and Melvin knows the rock pattern, so he stayed on firm, solid ground, you know. I'd have probably got stuck in the mud, but, you know, that was a good deal. I want to talk to you just a little bit this morning, you know, with all the happenings and the things that's went on and the shootings and the problems. You know, we're in a life filled with trouble and problems. You know, that's just where we're at, and that's the day and time we're in. God describes that. He said it'll wax worse and worse. And, you know, when I start seeing these things, I start thinking about children of God having to go through severe, harsh circumstances. Now, you think about that. You know, we've all had our time, haven't we? We've all had the problems. And I guarantee if you hadn't got a problem today, just wait till tomorrow, next week, it'll be coming. And I think about how often we need encouraged to understand how to handle these problems. Now, looking at the Word of God, I understand that a lot of times we may go through a problem, we may experience a trouble in our life for the influence on somebody else. I know that's a hard saying, but there's times that we might go through a hardship, a hard time that somebody else may learn from it. There's things to be learned. How we handle problems is one of the greatest testimonies we've got to a lost and dying world. When they look at us and say, look how they got through it. Look how they handled this. You know, when we've lost a loved one, when we've encountered a sickness or had a problem with family. And, you know, we all go there. But a lot of times how we handle it and how God gives us strength. You know, we talk about grace. And, you know, a lot of times we talk about saving grace. But I want you to know there's a lot of graces. There's saving grace, amen. There's delivering grace, amen. There's strengthening grace, amen. That when we have to go through these situations, there's grace sufficient. You know, that's what the Lord Jesus told Paul. He said, my grace is sufficient unto thee. And so when we're having to endure or overcome or have a hardship in life, understand that God hadn't changed. Jesus is the same yesterday and today and forever. And my grace is sufficient. Had a good illustration, an older story that I told one time, and it came in my mind last night. I think I'll tell it here this morning. It's about a farmer had a little donkey, and this little donkey, you know, he run and played all over the farm. Well, out on the farm, there was a dug well. Now, if you don't know what a dug well is, it's a hole in the ground about this big round, pretty deep. And the little donkey played around one day and fell in the well. Down he went. Well, the well was dry, had been for some time, but he was way down at the bottom of this shaft, the bottom of this pit, little bitty donkey. No way out, and he began to cry. Little donkey is crying, and he's crying. The farmer come by and heard him. Well, the farmer looked down the well, and he said, well, he's fell down to the bottom of this well. I don't see any way to get him out. I don't know what to do. I've got no option. There's no way to lift him up out of the well. And the farmer thought about it a little while. He said, well, you know, the donkey's old and the well's dry. I think I'll just cover him up, fill it up. And so he called some of his friends around, and they got their shovels, and they started throwing dirt in the hole, covering the donkey up. The little donkey crying. He's crying, and he's crying. And they're shoveling that dirt. It's sitting on his back. The donkey's still crying. They kept shoveling dirt, and a little while, the farmer noticed the donkey had quit crying. He wasn't crying anymore. He just quit. And the farmer thought, this is kind of strange. And they throw a shovel of dirt in. The farmer looked down in the hole, and it hit the donkey on the back, and he'd just shake it off and step up on it. Every time they'd shovel dirt, he'd shake it off and step up on it. And the very thing that was about to get him down or cover him up, he used to get out of the situation. They kept shoveling. He kept shaking. He kept stepping up until he was free to go. That's Christian life. There's sometimes, folks, we just got to shake it off and step up. Quit crying, shake it off, and step up. Little donkey had a freedom. He run the farm again. The well was filled up. The danger is gone. Amen. Sometimes the very thing that's getting us down, we can use to get us out of the situation. We need to know how to step up. In the book of Acts chapter 27, I'll just go through this very quickly, and then I'm going to Acts chapter 28 for the message today. It had been decided to send Paul down to Rome to stand before Caesar. He'd already went through some more trials, and they had told him, said, well, if you hadn't appealed to Caesar, we could have let you go. But that wasn't the case, because God had a plan for him to go down before Caesar that he might witness there and back. And so they decided to send Paul down to Rome and put him on a ship. And he warned them about a storm that was going to come. You know, we know about storms. We've saw several of them lately. And he warned them about a great storm that's going to come. And he said, I perceive there's going to be a great loss of the ship and possibly lives. But then God came again and told him, he said, I'm going to give you the lives of the people on the ship. Now, I thought about this situation, you know, about Paul, how God allowed him to be in this storm on that ship. And it wasn't about Paul, it was about everybody else on the ship, that they might be delivered. So when we think about going through hardships and troubles and all kind of problems in life, it may be for the benefit of somebody else. And, you know, we need to say, God, if you could use me in that capacity, then just carry on with it. Paul's on the ship. He had warned them. The storm came. You'll find, if you read through this chapter 27, you'll find that it was a shipwreck. The ship was broke all to pieces, everything lost. But God had given Paul all those that were on the ship. Gave them all. And so I think about how Paul had to endure this and go through this situation. But that was God's way to deliver everybody from the storm. If you read in the last verse or close to the last verse of, it is the last verse, Acts 27:44. And it said, and the rest, some on boards and some on broken pieces and some on broken pieces of the ship. And so it came to pass that they all escaped save the land. So God's hardship for Paul to be involved in and Paul's shipwreck wasn't about Paul. It was about everybody around him. And so we need that mentality when we go through this life and we're facing hardships, troubles, trials, tribulation in life. We sometimes need to understand that maybe it's not all about us. You know, I've known that for a long time. When it comes down to church and brothers and sisters in Christ, it's not always about us. It's about many other people. And so when we have that mentality, I think that helps us get through things a little bit better. In chapter 28 and verse 1, and when they were escaped, they knew that the island was called Melita. And the barbarous people showed us no little kindness, for they kindled a fire and received every one of us because of the present rain and because of the cold. And when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire, there came a viper out of the heat and fastened onto his hand. Now, I want you to see the situation. Paul had come through a shipwreck. He had just survived a major shipwreck. And all of a sudden, even though he's trying to do good, when he laid the sticks down on the fire, it says a viper came out and fastened on his hand. And so that would give us an indication that trouble don't end. It don't stop just because he got out of the shipwreck. I'm telling you, we continue to get bit by things in life, right? There's a world out there that bites us sometimes. Things don't go exactly the way we need it to go, the way we think it ought to go, but God may be using that for an example. Now, we think about, again, the little donkey, the dirt had hit him on the back, and he'd just shake it off, and when it hit the ground, he'd step up on it. And he kept shaking, and he kept stepping up till he was free. I want us to consider now about what we could shake off out of our life if we'd only understand that God allowed it and God don't make a mistake. In verse 4, and when the barbarians saw the venomous beast hang on his hand, they said among themselves, no doubt this man is a murderer, whom though he hath escaped the sea, yet vengeance suffer him not to live. Now, here's the idea. They said, well, who could have this much problem? Well, God's allowing all this to happen. In verse 5, and he shook off the beast into the fire and felt no harm. You just hear what Paul did? He had the rightness of mind that, okay, he's got a viper hanging on his head, a snake bite him, and he just shook it off. I believe God gave him the power and the strength and the grace that he had the rightness of mind just to shake the thing off. Whatever's biting you today, I'd like you to shake it off. You notice where he shook it? He shook it right back into the fire it came out of. Amen. That might be a good place for us to return some of our problems and some of the things that we're going through in life, that where it came from, just put it back. Shake it off this morning. Just shook it off into the fire. You think about the situation you're in this morning. I don't know your lives. You don't know most people. Some of them I don't know. But I guarantee you that there's times in life you're going to be bit. It's going to happen because that's God's word. He said it'll wax worse and worse, and we're not exempt from it. God allows it sometimes that we might have an example to someone else. I praise God. I read this last night, and I thought about Paul shaking the snake off in the fire, just shook it off and went on about his business. Amen. If we as Christians had that kind of faith, we could just overcome any obstacle, any problem that would come up in life. When he shook that snake off, I got thinking about just shaking it back off in the fire. He had a presence of mind. Well, he knew about God's grace. God had already brought him through a shipwreck, and Paul didn't have any idea that he's going to deliver me from a shipwreck to let me be killed by some viper out of the fire. And so we have that reassurance also in life. You think about the times that God has delivered you from that bite, that sting. And then use that to increase the faith that you have that God did it once and God will do it again. Paul just came through a tremendous shipwreck. Everybody was delivered from it. All of a sudden he's bit by a snake. He just shakes it off because he's got faith in the grace of God to deliver him. Verse 6, howbeit they looked when he should have swollen or fallen down dead suddenly, but after they had looked a great while and saw no harm come to him, they changed their minds and said that he was a god. Now, I'm telling you, according to the word of God, the way Paul handled this situation changed their mind. Do you see that? You got somebody in your family, somebody in your life that needs their mind changed about God and the service to the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I'm telling you, hardships and the way we handle them can change their mind. It said all these people, they looked for a long time, and when he didn't swell, when he didn't fall down dead, it said they changed their mind. What we shake off in life could change the life of others. Illustration. What they say out of Paul, they said he should have swelled, he should have fell down dead. Nothing happened. He shook it off in the fire and relied on the grace and the love of God to deliver him from yet another situation. It wasn't over for Paul. You'll find his whole life was up and down and up and down and problems. But thank God he had the sense and the courage to just shake it off and go about his business. That's where we need to be as Christians today, that we trust God enough that whatever bites us, we'll just shake it off. Whatever well we fall in life, we'll use the very dirt they're trying to cover us up with just to step on it and have freedom. That's the message God has for somebody here today that needs lifted up and strengthened in life. I don't know what problems you're going through. God knows your heart. I guarantee you, God knows all about it. If you're willing today just to shake it off and step up, or if you're in that pit, you're down in that well and the dirt's hitting you on the back, shake it off and use the very thing they're trying to cover you up with to step up and gain your freedom. Amen. We're going to have a baptism. Come on up here, Jackie. I believe that's the message God wants me to bring today. I hope you handle it in the right way, whatever it might be. If you need to pray, God's listening. You need to stand up and testify. God's listening. You know, I don't know what's on your heart and what's on your mind, but I know this. If you're not bit yet, you will be sometime during this life. And I'm not talking snake bite. I'm talking about bit by the hardness and the troubles and the problems that come in this life. Or maybe you're down in the pit and they're trying to cover you up. Just use the dirt and step up and come on out of it. Amen. Jackie, heard his confession of faith heard his confession of faith that he is saved by the grace of God. And he told me, you know, the situation and he needed to be baptized. That's one of the commandments of God. He said, go ye therefore baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And so he's following the will of God. This is God's will, that after you're saved, that you be baptized. And a lot of people argue that point, but I can't hardly get around that. Go you therefore and baptize all nations, you know. Amen. Hard to get around that. And so if you hadn't been here present with us very long, or maybe it's your first time, we believe in submersion, because baptism is related to resurrection, and through that it's related to the death, burial of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And when they bury somebody, you don't just sprinkle the dirt on them. You don't leave their hands sticking out. You bury them. Amen. You cover them up. I'm fixing to cover Jackie back here just in a minute. And if you've never saw this before and you'd like to have a preview of the resurrection, I'm talking about when the Lord comes back and calls his children out, they're going to come forth out of the grave. Praise God. And you'd see a preview this morning. He's going to die out of sin, which is confessed. I'm going to bury him in the likeness of death, and I'm going to raise him up in the likeness of the resurrection. You want to see a preview of death, burial, and resurrection? Just watch real close. We're fixing to illustrate it. So we're going to go back and get ready, and we'll be out just in a minute. If y'all want to sing a song while we're going, that'd be good, Chris. Let's go, Jackie. This is a privilege. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's a privilege, I'm telling you. I got it. Get my jacket off, Jackie, and I'll be ready just a minute. My shoes off. Oh, excuse me just 1 minute.